The rescue effort in China has begun to turn from saving survivors to retrieving the bodies buried under the rubble. The number of known dead has gone up sharply to about 20,000, with many thousands still missing. And new worries are emerging. One of them, with the potential to create another disaster, has to do with China's many dams. Today, the Minister for Water Resources warned the quake has caused extensive damage to the dams. One particular dam has been at the center of concerns, and NPR's Louisa Lim has been there.
I'm standing at the foot of Zipingpu Dam, and ahead of me I can see this immense wall of concrete, at least 30 stories high, that is the dam wall. Now, the earthquake caused cracks to appear in that wall, and last night there were fears that dam might not hold, potentially endangering a city of 500,000 people downstream. Well, this morning I walked along the top of the dam, and sitting in a tent at the top of the dam, coordinating the dam repair effort, was an official called Mr. Hu, and he assured me that this dam is safe.
Those cracks aren't dangerous, he said. When the ground shook, the dam changed shape. Those cracks are within the limits of the dam's design specifications. Safety aside, the dam upstream from Dujiangyan is the staging post for rescuers heading towards the epicenter. Here, a team of firemen clad in orange jumpsuits receive their last pep talk. They're carrying ropes, poles, water, and huge power saws. They're from Jiangxi province on the other side of the country and have already traveled 1,000 miles to be here. Like them, many of the relief workers have come from afar to help out. Everybody wants to do their bit. As the firemen set off, they know the road ahead is blocked by landslides. They're heading in on foot, walking for many, many hours. We're all very eager. We all want to go to the front line, says fireman Liu Lui. We want to save people, but in my heart, I'm a little scared of what I might see. The military is also here. Whole platoons of soldiers in camouflage gear are told to run as they head towards the stricken area. They grab bottles of water and loaves of bread from volunteers as they head out. Barely out of their teens, with canvas sneakers on their feet and little in the way of equipment, they hardly seem equipped to deal with the devastation ahead. Tan Jichuan is among those handing out water to the soldiers. He's the owner of a computer company. He's given his entire staff of 47 people 2 weeks off work to help out with the disaster effort. Asked about the economic losses, he shrugs. That doesn't matter, he says. When such a big disaster befalls the entire country, as a patriot, it's my duty to take part in the relief effort. On the dam, an elderly survivor listens to the news on a transistor radio. Today, the government made a radio appeal for donations of rescue equipment, including basic tools such as shovels and demolition equipment. They also need medical supplies, including gauze and bandages. On the dam, groups of dazed people in mud-caked shoes straggle down from the mountainside, some limping. They've walked out from the places worst hit by the earthquake. Xie Gang is sitting by the roadside, gulping down bread from the volunteers. He's just come to collect supplies. Then he's heading straight back up the mountain to Wangjiang village. We've got nothing, he says. No food, no water, no medicine. After the earthquake, it rained a lot, and many of the old people and children are running fevers. So we want to take medicine back. At a hospital tent, a doctor is treating another child for fever. In his township, Xie Gang says almost all the buildings have been flattened. A number of people are still missing, buried in the rubble. But now, on day 4 after the earthquake, these survivors are no longer expending energy trying to rescue those buried. Instead, they're figuring out what to do next, how to look after the living, and how simply to survive when they have nothing at all. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Sichuan Province, China.